Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Exciting times we live in. We know that. Please don't panic. That's why it is the no panic zone. My next guest has been on the forefront of political debates and arguments and back and forth for a very long time. Critical debates. And now with an open seat in the United States Supreme Court, some of that comes into full relief. Dr. John Lott is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. Written a number of books. His latest book, Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies. I've twisted the facts on gun control. John, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Good morning.
Not unexpected, the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but then again, a surprise nonetheless in some ways. And it's pretty clear to me that the White House knew this was imminent because 9 days before she died, President Trump announced another 20 potential picks for the United States Supreme Court. And when people ask me, what's in the balance, what's up for grabs here? And my answer is everything. I mean, it's the Second Amendment. It's the First Amendment. It's religious freedom. It's all of these things. And then you point out in part of your discussions that you have to be careful because the Democrats are already threatening a whole host of, you know, retaliatory strikes, if you will. Where would you like to begin?
Well, I think that's a good place to begin. I mean, a lot of people have said, well, the reason why many are voting for Trump is for the courts. And if he goes and gets an appointment on the court before the election, isn't that going to kind of take away people's reasons for voting for Trump? And I think that's wrong because of the way the Democrats are acting. You and I have talked about what it means to have the Democrats promise to get rid of the filibuster. I don't think it's kind of sunk in for most people how radical the change is, but the Democrats are kind of doing everything they can to make it an issue because they're saying, well, if you get another justice on the court, we're going to take away the filibuster and do lots of things like pack the Supreme Court, add maybe four more justices to the Supreme Court to get a solid majority for Democrats on the court. And I think that's going to backfire because, you know, it's obviously not just packing the court that they're going to be able to do once they get rid of the filibuster, but they're going to be able to do all sorts of radical things. You know, Biden's promising that the first bill he's going to put up is going to be to give citizenship to 22-plus million illegal aliens.
Right. Just let them all in. Sign them up. And then, of course, right, put them on the free payments for the government programs of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. Give it all to them free and just sign them up.
Right. But it's also fundamental changes, like giving statehood to D.C. and Puerto Rico, you know, pack the lower courts, lots of things that they were going to, you know, tons of different types of gun control laws, like making it so that anytime somebody's hurt with the gun, they or their relatives are going to be able to sue the gun makers. I mean, you're in Michigan. Could you imagine if something like that was set up for cars? I mean, there's 4.5 million times a year people are injured in car accidents. What would happen if every time somebody got injured in a car accident through no fault of the car company, they were able to sue for lost wages, for pain and suffering, for hospital care that they may have, you know, not get it any other way, but just suing the car companies.
What if we put these two things together, Dr. John Lott here? What if you sue the beer company behavior of operating the motor vehicle or getting injured in any way? Well, I mean, the list is endless, right?
Right. Well, but the point is, you know, they want to be able to set this up now for gun makers and gun sellers and put them out of business. It's just, I'm just saying, the list of radical things that they're
already
promising to do. But the thing is, they threatened before, Biden and Kamala Harris and Schumer, to get rid of the filibuster. But it's like they're doubling down every day now to say, you know, and we're going to use it to pack the courts. And people need to understand, and maybe the extreme response that they're making to this, I think, is going to backfire.
Well, here's my question, because here's the thing. It's a direct attack on one of the co-equal branches of government. There are three co-equal branches of government. That's what we've been told. The problem is most people in America don't study civics. They have no idea how government's supposed to work in this country. Does the court have any way to defend itself and say, no, you can't add four people? Or Roosevelt wanted to add six. He wanted there to be 15 people on the U.S. Supreme Court because he wasn't getting his way on everything. So then what?
No, there's no way the Supreme Court can stop that. The court are how they're set up is determined by the Congress and the president. And if they want to add 30 people to the Supreme Court, they could do that. They could. The only court that's explicitly mentioned in the Constitution is the Supreme Court, but there's no discussion in there on the size of the Supreme Court or. And the other thing they can do is, I mean, people talk about the number of lower court judges that Trump has put on. He's put on 53 circuit court judges, but he's just brought the courts into rough balance. The Democrats still control the circuit courts for 24 states and the District of Columbia. I think they're making it more likely that Trump will win and that more likely the Republicans will keep the Senate, because what they're promising to do should scare moderates. I mean, it's one thing to go and
certainly.
Say,
well, you know, I had a and you'll be interested in this, Dr. John Lott with me here, talking to two different pollsters since the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and everything that's going on. Every one of them said the same thing. This helps Cory Gardner, Tom Tillis, Martha McSally, and Lindsey Graham. Helps all of these people in very tight, contested Senate races, because they believe that the Second Amendment weighs heavily enough on enough people and other issues like you've described, that Gardner in Colorado, Tillis in North Carolina, McSally in Arizona, and Lindsey Graham, who I think would win anyway, regardless, in South Carolina, despite a good race being put on there. I mean, that totally affects the outcome and who controls the Senate, exactly as you said.
Well, I think this election will determine the future of gun ownership in the United States. One just needs to go and read through the Democratic platform and the dozen or so bills that they're promising to put up. But the courts, people can look and read the past decisions in the Heller and McDonald case. In McDonald, you had four Democrats who said that they did not believe that there was an individual right to own guns, that the government had the power to ban all guns if it wanted to do so. You know, just a little while ago, Biden himself was asked if how he would vote in the Heller and McDonald decisions if he had been on the court. And he said that he would have voted against them.
And I think that tells you so much. Yeah.
To go and ban guns.
Yeah, and that's and let's be honest, that's what they want. Doctor, I got to leave it there, but that's what's up for grabs with the Supreme Court nomination, which I believe, by the way, the Republicans will put through before Election Day. We'll see what happens. Dr. John Lott, President, Crime Prevention Research Center. As always, a wealth of information, sir. Thank you so much. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org. Thank you again.
Thank you.
DTE is taking big steps today that will power Michigan's economy for years to come. As one of the largest investors in the state, we'll spend $2 billion with Michigan companies this year alone, building critical infrastructure to provide cleaner, safer, and more reliable energy, while creating thousands of new jobs across the state, improving the lives of Michiganders today while continuing to build a stronger tomorrow. DTE. From cookouts in summer to the depths of winter, natural gas is your safe, reliable, affordable energy source, because DTE buys gas in the summer when prices are low and stores it to keep prices affordable. And we upgrade and monitor the system 24/7, 365. So for all you do, natural gas is there for you. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment.